What's next for collective bargaining? Legislative leaders could decide to pass the bill again after giving Apple notice. A Dane County judge ruled on Thursday that legislators violated the state open meetings law on March 9th when they voted to approve the collective bargaining bill with less than 2 hours' notice. Another option is to include the measure in the state budget. Democrat Bob Jauch is one of 14 senators who fled Wisconsin for 3 weeks to prevent a quorum needed to vote on the so-called union rights bill. Would that happen again?
Certainly, I'm not interested in doing that again. The purpose, it doesn't, there's no reason to tell you the truth. We weren't leaving, we didn't cross the line because we were opposing the bill. We crossed the line to enable the public who was not aware of what was in the bill to have the chance to understand it.
Senator Tim Cullen was also part of the political standoff. He later said that he would not do it again, saying it was extraordinary action to take over an extraordinarily important bill. Governor Scott Walker says the measure needs to be in place soon because it's crucial to balancing the next state budget. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling agrees, criticizing Judge Marianne Sumi as a very activist judge making a very biased decision.
You know, the repair bill and the budget bill are a team. The repair bill sets up contributions to pensions and health care that make the cuts doable to the local school districts and municipalities. They go hand in hand. We need both of them.
So what's next? Jauch says anything is possible.
This is like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Anything's possible.
Another option is to see it through the courts. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments regarding the law on June 6th. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.